Morning,
Okay,
morning.
morning, morning. Taf Kuf Tzadik. We'll just go over Seif Gimel because it's a complicated. It's a quite a complicated Seif. It's very, so I just want to go over it just to be sure it's clear because it's pretty heavy. So the nice is that just the Hakdama as to what's its key and true and all these things. Since. That's really Sif Beis and the stop. We don't know. It's on because of there's a Yalala and the Bechia that there's three types of way people cry. That is that they go they have or there's and then there's whatever and then there's then they say there's a third way. The Rosh Hashanah writes it out that there, someone starts. whatever. That's how a person cries. I mean, they say that the person doesn't start going whatever. They don't start crying like that. So these three things are different drachim of crying. It's not just like a suffix. I don't know what the Torah meant, but it could be. It sort of is. Like, I don't think it's. I don't know if it's going to change. Lust and love of Zman Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if it's going to change. And then, oh no, we know what the suffix. Now we know how to bechriya. I think the question is, it's more of a suffix that it which one is poyel, which one is just whatever. I don't know if it's Zman HaBayis. It was different. So Gimel Yeshem Shishir Tkiya Ketruah. There's two shittas here about Rashi Tosis Bikaron, other Rishonim, about what's the Gemara says. You need Gimel Shoshu Yevavos, Gimel Koichos, which no one really speaks out a clear shear of how long a koyach is. I remember it's about, one. It's like 1 2 seconds, something like that.
It's supposed to match up.
Right, but it's best. That's the best.
So
the point is,
you can do a shear that's whatever. Up to you, but
1 second's already quite long.
Yes.
Yeah.
2 seconds can't be
the. Yeah, 2 seconds is very long. Right. So it really, it's. I think I saw one. It's just a few of the rough fields, the Makri fields of the Koyach. It sounds. You can't give exact. Though they do check seconds, but that's more for you'll see for the tekiya, which is you have to be sure that the tekiya is shoved to the trua. So lefiz etzarich lizor shelo yarich b'shever kishloshet tremitin. You have to be sure that a shever is not kishloshet tremitin is shir tekiya. So therefore, that's not called a true anymore. It's called a tkiya. So if you have a shever and you shever, you do length of gimel koiches. So then you it's not it's, one shever is that long. That's not a shever. It's a tkiya. Doesn't have to be. It's a little bit. True is very easy. Whatever. But the shvarim, you have to beni. You could try. You could do a little bit. Milvad shelo yarich yosemidai. It shouldn't be too long. V'chein no'gin. They're not so medactic in the seconds. Also, just getting to shvarim. I don't think it was discussed about the utu and the no. Okay, there's a different minhagim about how to do shvarim. Shittas Ramban is shvarim is straight. Do. That's the Shittas Ramban. The minig in Litta, and I think Svaradim Altavin, whatever, is that it was a broken shever. The shever itself is broken. Not that it's three broken, it's three sounds, but even the shever itself is broken. So there are a few different minhagim with that. There's two utu. Minig to Svaral, I think, is to u. To, but there's also to utu, also a 3-1, which is much more complex. That's a fee the minig. There are those that say that the broken shevet, even though that was a minig, it's not so much of a makor in the rishonim. So therefore, the people who want to be makpid on to hear every hear every shita, or could be not every shita, but like. story, they said that was it in Bris? I don't know, whatever. They said one of the Rishivas said it's enough. You heard Tkiyas seven times. I think that's enough to be healed. You don't have to hear more than that. Seven types of Tkiyas. So the regular shvarim, if a person doesn't have a specific minhag, then he probably should just do, because that's yotzei kol alma. Just if the, you're in the minhag of makom, is to do it to shavar, then that's what you should do. Trua also generally is there's a couple different minhagim. I mean, we generally, Ashkenazim just do whatever, but there are is a minhag of some Moroccan, a minhag of some Sfardim. I don't know exactly which communities that the truer is that they move Esther Miller, they move their tongue, and it's one long sound. It's
Lubavitch, which is instead of nine, it's either 12 or 16.
Oh, so okay, there is a then there's a Brisker minig. The Brisker minig is okay. Well, that we have to see as we go through, because I think it's to be Yotze Rashi and Biyachad. To do that, then they end up doing like 18 truas or something like that. We'll talk about that in a minute because it's interesting to see how to put the two together. I'll compare this first sheet to hold which in King Yosef Michal Shever v'nas etkia v'tzarich laharich etkia shel tashrat Yosef v'shel tashat v'shel tashat Yosef v'shel tarat. Again, it has to line up. So again, you have to someone who's timing. It was timing thing should be sure that things match up. Mihu im marich harbe bechol tkiya yei lachosh. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. As long as the tkiya is the same length or longer, then that's fine. She'ein l'shir l'mala. V'chein b'truah yachal l'harich ba k'mash yirtze. You can say, you can do however many truahs as you want. The minig is to do nine. Brought down that the minig is to do nine. But like we said that Minig Chabads do more, Minig, like I said, the Briskers do more. V'cheni Meisif al Kibbutz Shvarim Meisif Dal V'chein Ein Lachosh. And that is a Maril. The Mishmar brings down that the Minig is three, and you shouldn't do more than that. However, again, like I said, the Briskers to be yotzei, they do five because they do five short ones. We'll see in a second how that works out. So
shvarim.
So obviously, if there's a cheshbon, you don't have to do that. However, stam to be mosif shouldn't. Yishayim shashir yivava gimel trumitim. So that the first sheet holds that it's gimel koiches, which is this is Shitas Rashi that well, 1 second. Yeshayim Shashir Yavava gimel trumitin. The Shir Yavava is gimel trumitin. The Shir Trua Kishosh Yavava. So I'm not talking about the Shir Tkia, talking about the Shir Trua. Shehein test trumitin. The way how you judge how long the truas and tkiyah should be is that a truah has to be test trumitin. V'shir tkiyah gam kein tisha trumitin ketruah. L'fiza ein lachosh im herich chsas v'shvarim. That you can be marich chsas v'shvarim as long as you get up to if the shir is gimel trumitin, you get up to that. Tzarech laharich v'tkiyah shal toshrav k'shir yubeis trumitin. Then you have to go ahead and you have to be marich yubeis trumitin. Mishal Herich Tkiya Kishir Azev Herich Meshvarim Lo Kaya Mitzvah Lo Kamar Lo Kamar. And someone who decides to go ahead and marich in the Tkiya, the first Tkiya is marich, and then he's marich in the and then he's the Herich Meshvarim. Then again, are we looking at the Shvarim at the Trua, or are we looking at the Tkiya? So the first sheet holds you can go ahead and you can go as long as you want the Tkiya, as long as it's longer than the trua. And the second sheet holds, the sheet of stasis, that you have to be sure that the trua is a certain shear, and the tki has to match up to that.
Mishnah says that yud beis trumitin is a tal sofer,
should be yud ches. Okay, right. Right, the tia is in the shvarim is a little bit later. Coming out comes out yuches, correct? So the minig in general. So the reason I'm saying the brisker minig is that it helps define the two different shitas. Since Rav Chaim was machadish that since the second shita holds that you have to have a certain shear of the trua, so the general minig is like the first shita we try to, you know, and it goes by the tkiya has to match up. However, the yotze both, so therefore as long as the point is that you get the shear in the middle, so if you have to, you add in shvarim to get the shear of test for meeting in the middle, and then you have to be most of sounds. You get the length of the shvarim is long enough, and the length of the tkiyas are long enough. Right? It's, I'm not saying you should do it. It's a little bit confusing. You have to look into it. I'm trying to define the two different shitas. You need to define the tkiyas who have to be equal. I mean, but they all hold that. I mean, the Ravid holds differently. The Ravid holds that they don't have to. That's not tali habaha. The first two shitas hold they are tali habaha. But it sort of depends on how you've defined it. Is it defined by the whole amount or by each individual sound? Gimel shvarim, that's a sif dalet. Gimel shvarim tzarech lasisim in neshima achas. So this is another machlokes. Now the gimel shvarim has to be done in neshima achas. Of a gimel shvarim v'trua, the tashrat. But it can't be, you know, he does a shvarim two, and wait, it's a very short pause. Some say it's all one sound, and the shvarim tvua is one type of b'chiyah, like I mentioned before, that's a shulchan's masbir. That there's three different types of bechias and shvarim trua. It's not that we're misupik about is shvarim trua put the sounds together. Shvarim trua is a different sound b'fnei atzmo. So you have to do it with one neshiva. Yari shema yotzi de kulam with tkiyas to miyushev yasev and neshiva achas. The first ones which we call miyushev, which truth be told Ashkenazim stand anyway, but shvarim taka sit. Minig svaradim is to sit for the miyushev. You do it with neshima achas. But kiyas to ma'umad yase b'shtei neshimas. Kiyas ma'umad you do two neshimas. Agava minig ha'poshut lasis akov b'shtei neshimas ein l'shanois. That the minig is to go ahead, and the Ramah says the minig is. To do the minig of Pasha and Ashkenaz, let's just do two neshimas. Nowadays, we're knowing more like the Mechaber, that we do the miyushev with one neshima, and after at the end we do two neshimas after Kaddish or whatever we do two neshimas. The reason we start with one neshima is the Amar Shtei Neshimas. One neshima is you're also yotze. You're definitely yotze. Especially yotze with shtei neshimas, it's hard. One neshima is hard. It's especially as the Baltic, they can get tired, whatever. So the lemaise is that you can do shtei neshimas and yotze, but the one neshima everyone's masking, and therefore you do that first. I'm sure yotze your Mrs. Asay.
You're saying that the
I don't remember the Chazaras Hashas itself, but yeah, not the first. The first ones are done in Neshima Achas. Definitely at the end they do two Neshimas. Okay, I don't remember about the Zeres Hashatz. I actually don't remember. Hey, im taka tarat v'neshima achas, you did tarat v'neshima achas, yotza. That's fine. V'yesh v'she'oimer shalol yotza. The tarat means you did tekiya, tura tekiya all in one breath. Some say you're yotze with that. Some say no, that you have to have a nicker, rosh. And tekiya has to be nicker, tura has to be nicker. It's three different sounds, and if it's not nicker, then you don't have a pshuta, which is based on a pasuk, a pshuta before and a pshuta afterwards is one neshira, means it's one sound. Im herich b'tekiya achreina shel tash.
He didn't pause.
Do, without
breathing,
that's fine. He doesn't have to feel the pause. I think the Shira just means he pauses. Yeah.
Even before.
It means a pause. And I don't know, I don't think. In general, it's easier if you take a short breath. but whatever is easier, the point is the pause.
It's mashal from the Shemurus of Katan Chafali. Ach, he's a Hershel Yasuki Kemikdei Nishima.
Right, Kemikdei Nishima, it's a serious man, it's a pause, it's not a. Right. Vav, im herich mit kia achreina shel tashrak, kishir shtei tekiyas. If you're marich in the last tekiya, you do a very long tekiya, you want to go ahead and do a long one to save yourself koiches, it doesn't work. Ella because the part of the problem is by tekiya, if you have in mind to chop it in half, we had this in the last sentence, and you want to go ahead and you want to say you have kavana to chop it in half and to say chetzi lezeh, then you pass either it doesn't work or you pass the whole thing because it's not once, and your kavana makes a difference in the sound. What the sound is for, and can break it up. Hagav im taka tekiya achas bein shtei starim. If it was between two starim, he blew one tekiya. Vahisne she'ezav bein starim who hanachon tala lo oisa tekiya yatsa. He went ahead that he said, listen. So if it's for tashrat. For tashrat, if it's for tashat, then it's for tashat.
But he didn't have
a
mind to split it up.
Then he is yodzei, but it's not how Chazal were koveya. Each thing should be, because technically you're right. There's a pshuta before the shvarim, but that's not how Chazal set it up. That's what happened. But if your kavana is to go ahead and split it up, then you. That messes the whole thing up, and it's not going to work. However, we do pass them. Shura does bring down that the halacha is like the first day, you are yotzei for one if a person hasn't had in mind for two. Don't hold upon him. Siv Zayin im ta, which is depends on the Baal Tokeya. It can be common in Tal b'Tashrat. V'achas shataka shtei shvarim ta'a. He did two shvarim and he went straight into trua. Hiskalaria in Nizkar miyad. In the middle of the trua, itaka shever acher. Then he has to start whatever. Then that's fine. And then you finish with a trua. You know, Nitzkarach Gamar trua. If you finish the trua, you stopped. Meaning, what does it mean? You finish the trua. Shichel betos. It means you paused. I'll say if you still have one breath, and even though you finished the nine sounds you usually make, you haven't taken a breath yet. You can go straight into the shvarim and fix it. That's okay. The finishing the trua is if he paused. Lo hifsid at tekiyah rishona. However, right, you have to go back and you have to do the shvarim truah, but you're not master the original tekiyah shataka, because these sounds are not, they're like akil like the misasik. They're not going to passel the set. Even the niskar at shagamar truah, right? Elachoyzer tekiyah gimel shvarim yomiriyah betekiyah. But im irat v'tashad v'tarat. That's by shvarim truah, because we have, the shvarim truah has different sounds, and the sounds can be, you know, they're not out of place.
It could be in any order.
I don't think, like I said, true before, you can't do that. But since there's the extra sounds of shayach, so then.
But he also said if you did shvar, if you did one shever, another shever, nine truas, and then a third shever, you're yotze. So it's
mashma
that.
Oh no, you don't do nine. I said mention that in the Shema right. In the Shema Achas, it's like one sound. I mean, it's all kilu. If it's not in the Shema Achas, then it's also different. Let's say it's two neshimas, and you do shvarim, two shvarim, and then you do trua, and then, you know, so then, and then you pause, and you have to go back over. But these sounds are still, but if you do Taran and Tashad, Hifsik Gam Tekiyah Rishona, because if you say you have to do Shvarim, and you do a Shvara, you're messing up the set. You know, but the sounds of the Shvarim and the Truah, it's not Kiyil, there's a puzzle sound, you know, that's Makalko, the whole Seder. So therefore, however, in Tashad and Taran, he started doing whatever, then it's a problem, there's a question about you know, if there's different hakpadas and the makris and things or whatever about if there's a mistaken in tashat and he starts a short sound and then he has a problem getting it out, whether that's considered a sound which messes up or not. If the Baal Tokeya has kriches and things, whatever, so then, you know the Baal Tokeya and he's a strong Baal Tokeya, then it's better to go back to the Tekiya, because it could be a sound, either it's Misasik, or it could be it's a sound of, by Tarad, you're the sound of a Shever, you have one sound that it can... You know, so then even though you started the Shvarim or you started doing a Shever and it got out as a puff, that's a trua, so it's better to go back. But there is a discussion that I don't think it's b'di'evet, I think it's okay if it was a toast of the shantan didn't come out well. Ches im hisik b'trua bein tekiya l'shvarim, if you did a Shvarim and then you did a trua. Oh, shehizik b'shvarim bein truah l'tekiyah, v'cheni hariyah shtei truahs zu achar zu, either two truahs, oh, shetaka achar truah tekiyah gimis asek shalushem tekiyah. You know, it didn't have proper kavana. Then, v'hizik bein truah l'tekiyah, l'achar shetaka gimel shvarim shasak v'hizik. He has to catch his breath, and it takes a while. After that, taka shvarim acherim. Afilu shever echad b'chol eila havi hefsek v'hifsek gam tekiya rishona. Again, the din is if it's a hefsek, then you go ahead and you lose the whole thing. You have to go back. But the thing with misasek istam is that the machlokas in the Shabur and the Magen Avraham. About whether a sound of misasik, the Magen Avraham says that misasik is not called a tekiyah bichlal. He had no kavana. I don't know. He was testing the shofar to see it blows or whatever it is. You know, sometimes they sit there knocking out all the spit and try to add something to clog, whatever. So then he's trying to blow it. That the Magen Avraham says that is not nachshav a sound at all. Moshe in the Mishnah verse says you should be machmir that misasik. You should be misasik. He brings in the Bir Lacha. He does bring that chachila. It's better not to be sumach on the Magen Avraham. Again, all these things are lefi and meikur adin. You know, as long as you know misasik, you know is okay. You know, again, and with the toast that he tried blowing and didn't come out is. is also, they said it's something that's not necessarily a sound also, like the Magen Avraham. However, the Chachila, again, if the Baal Tokeah is doing okay, if the again the Makri has to see that, or the Rav or whatever, then it's always kedai just to go back, at least definitely in the first, the first set of 30, to go back and try to be sure that it's done properly. If it's at the end by Kaddish, okay, then they're not as machmir on it. Again, that's the fear. And also, if it's just to finish up, the sound that comes out is the discusses of Miller is a horse. He said a horse sound, meaning horse, not a horse. A very raspy sound that squeaks out. Sometimes they have Baal Tekiya who are 80 years old because they've been doing it for whatever. It's Talmud Chacham. He's a Kavanos, whatever it is, and he gets it out, but it's a very faint. It's very that's still called the sound, and that's you're still yotze with it. Even also in the middle of a tekiya, there are those who are makabil tekiya if it goes up and down, it's not 100% straight. But
the
pitch changes, things like that. But that's a chumra. It's not meikar adin, and that's fine. So we'll continue. I still don't know if I forgot the sheet.